This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready, willing, and able are we to discuss your health and well-being on the DJV Health Program. This hour features the intelligence of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife Mary, who is a GAPS practitioner along with Jack. So they cover you from head to toe, and he treats patients all day, every day in his clinic, so he knows what's going on with people, senses the vibes, and knows where the aches and pains are and how to deal with them. So we've got lots of things to talk about this week. As usual, there's always something new in medicine, and what's the old expression, Jack? Something old is new again, and the focus on minerals and vitamins and what the components are of the best health. I think that's really what our goal is here, to talk about what's good for you, what isn't good for you. There are a lot of people who focus on food and eating all day, every day. It's just, let's keep eating. And they look like they eat all day long, too, some of these people.
Yeah.
But one of the things that has come up is how bad it is. I don't know if bad's the right qualification here. What does it do to your body? Like, I'm somebody who's active all day long. I start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go until 8 o'clock at night most every day. And during the morning hours, while I'm doing my radio shticks, I have fruits and sometimes some vegetables. And then I do a couple, 3 hours of work on the program, and then I go off to do farm stuff or other things. And so by the time I leave the house, it's often early afternoon. And I've had a lot of fruit and things and yogurt. And then I'll have maybe a bowl of soup or a sandwich before I go out. And then if I get back at 8 o'clock or so, then I'll eat then and go to bed around 10-ish. So everything I've ever read tells me that I'm doing the wrong thing. You'd think that I would change my evil ways, but I don't know. My lifestyle is such that it's not easy for me to stop at 6 o'clock and have something to eat. So there are some foods that you really should avoid, some things that won't hurt you, and other things that you really need to avoid before you go to bed. And I think it would be, I'm sure you have some suggestions about things that people either ought to eat or can eat safely, and things they ought not to that are heavy. Like, I would think potatoes and meat and things like that wouldn't be great, but maybe fish and salad. Now, this is me telling you what I do. So maybe it's me and wishful thinking. But what would you say if somebody said to you, all right, Jack, my day doesn't end and I don't know, I can't eat earlier. So what do I eat before I go to bed that won't upset me, won't make me either have bad dreams or be bad for my body?
No, that's a good question. The human physiologists have identified over 600 processes that the liver alone controls and creates. But it breaks down primarily into two basic areas. Number one, digestion of food, helping the body to digest its food. And number two, cleansing the blood. Because every drop of blood in your body, every 90 seconds, is going through the liver. Now, it can't do both of those effectively at the same time. So after a meal, the cleansing of the blood kind of goes to the side while the liver is concentrating on controlling the digestion of food. Even though digestion happens in the stomach and the small intestine and then on through the rest of the body, the liver has a big controlling hand in all of that through enzyme control, hormone control. Now, when the digestive process is pretty well over with, or at least slowing down, it goes back to cleansing the blood because there's a lot of stuff coming through the gut wall into the bloodstream as a result of what you've eaten that the liver needs to neutralize or somehow get rid of it. It has detoxification processes, primarily a two-stage process to get the toxins out of the blood. Now, when you go to bed with food in your stomach, when the liver should be cleansing the blood all night long, that's going to get pushed aside in order to digest what you had before you went to bed. Now, there's some people's lifestyles and job requirements and things like this that, like you said, they don't get to eat earlier. They don't get to eat until they get home, and they get home late.
Yep.
Well, I would suggest a little bit of fruit, if that's what you have to do to take away your hunger. A little bit of fruit, but nothing that is involving proteins and fats, because those take hours, especially fats, good fats, to break down.
Good fats, like you mean the fats in ice cream.
Well, the fat in ice cream is an animal fat, right?
Uh-huh.
Comes from the dairy.
Right.
And animal fats are the healthiest of the fats.
There you go.
Any kind of fat that comes from a seed oil that's used with cooking, if it came out of a seed, and there are a couple of exemptions, but almost all seed oils are very dangerous for the human body. Canola, soybean, sunflower, all that stuff.
Yep.
So the bottom line is, the lighter, the
fair. About, here's an underscore to that, Jack. Most of the snacks that were advertised during the Super Bowl are cooked in one of those oils.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We were talking about it during the show.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, excuse me. Please go ahead.
But anyway, the point is, the lighter the load on the liver when you go to sleep, the better the sleep is going to be, the deeper the sleep, and the more energized you're going to be when you wake up in the morning. Because the blood's going to have a good chance of being cleansed as best as the liver can do. But if it has to digest food, you're going to have problems, especially the nightmare stuff you were talking about.
Well, did you hear me talk about that?
Yeah.
I had a nightmare, all right. I was thinking, I woke up, and then I went back to sleep, and I had the same thoughts in my mind when I knew I was asleep, thinking about Russia and Putin and, you know, how the Russians have been forever the bad guys, in essence, and what culture brings those people. Why in the world was I dreaming that? What I have to eat that brought me around to that? Aye, aye, aye. All right, so there we have things to think about before you go to bed that'll give you quality sleep. From Jack Stockwell, the website for Jack and his Nooka information is jackstockwell.com, and the Forbidden Doctor website is where you can get all kinds of answers from Mary and from Jack about how you practice living through your gut. Because everything that's good about your health and everything that's bad about your health starts in the gut. I've got that. I want to talk a little more about sleeping, and then I want to get to vitamin D, because that's an important thing for us to be discussing, especially in the waning moments of the epidemic, pandemic, whatever the demic is. It's the DJV Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. Here's the reminder of the week, of the month, perhaps. It may be the most helpful reminder in your life if you're looking for longevity. You may have seen a lot of focus this week on lifestyle and how that enters into life length and whether you're eating the right things, getting enough rest, all that stuff that we always talk about. But so much of your future is dependent on what you weigh or how much fat there is in your body, and I guess the two are correlative. So when I talk about Calitrin and how it works, the natural way for you to lose weight, but more importantly, to keep it off. It's important for me during the course of our conversation here to present a happy outcome, because that's really what we're about here. It's solving a problem and having it work for you. It's so rewarding to see all of these things at toploss.com, the website where people have listened to this program, and they've found out from other sources that Calitrin really works. And that's really the message here. It'll work for you if you give it a chance. It's magic, actually, how this stuff works, but it really isn't. I mean, three ingredients that work so well, these people have put together a formula, and it wouldn't have lasted 25 years if it didn't work. So that's the proof. It works, it works, it works. Calitrin's all natural, all natural, all natural. Check it out. See the results at toploss.com. Go there to order. When you check out, use the DJV code. Won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll be entitled to these fabulous special deals. Don't forget to participate in that Get Fit 2022 contest, too, that's there. Powerful messages, powerful results from Calitrin at toploss.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Okay, so I want to just stay with sleeping for a second. Or two, or maybe a couple of minutes. The sleeping position that will cut your risk of developing dementia. Also, there are other things that, when it comes to position, better position, taking care of your health requires that you get a good night's rest. And a good night's rest apparently is dependent on how you sleep. Where you sleep? Where do you sleep? When you go to sleep, what position are you in?
I'm usually on my side.
On your side, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And that seems to be the recommendation, right? Do people come to your clinic and say, all right, Jack, what about my neck? Is there a place, is there a way I can sleep in a position that helps my neck to stay where it's supposed to be?
Well, it's interesting that with that kind of a question, the answer is that the pillow is far more important than the position of sleep.
Is
because
it?
Your body, depending on whether you're up every hour because you have a prostate problem, or you're up once a night, or you sleep the whole night, your brain is going to move your body where your brain wants the body to move because of blood flow or restricted blood flow because you're laying in a particular position that is pinching that blood flow. So it wants you to roll over. It wants you to turn on your back. It wants you to turn to the opposite side. What's important is that the head is supported through all of those moves. Mm-hmm. You can have a very expensive mattress, $5,000-$7,000 mattress and a crappy pillow. You'll never appreciate that mattress, but if you have the right pillow for you, and it's as individual as the right shoe for you, maybe even more so, you can have a crappy mattress and still get a good night's sleep because the position of the head and the neck while you're in deep muscular relaxation sleep is so vitally important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that what's the old word to the wise? Is sufficient. Sleeping on your side seems to be what all the studies show to be the best way. And we're going to talk a little bit more about sleeping and vitamin D in our focus. Plus, what happened to Bob Saget? I want to get Jack's take on that. As we continue on this week's DJV Health, this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen.
Honorary great forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell, sleep seems to be an important part of our conversation, and it is. It's always an important part of one's health and well-being. And I see that more and more adults, Jack, are taking over-the-counter melatonin to get to sleep. If you have a bad meal and you can't go to sleep, what we were talking about before, and it's dangerous, apparently, according to some, anyway. What do you think about melatonin, using that to help you sleep? And why would some experts think that the impact of melatonin on your body is not good? What is it linked to?
Well, melatonin is a substrate of dopamine, which is a very powerful neurotransmitter of reality in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of improved sleep from the use of melatonin is a side effect of the melatonin. Melatonin really doesn't help you sleep better. It does some other things, and in that cascade of other things, a certain cerebral relaxation takes place. So with that in mind, some people will take a lot of melatonin that's causing other things to happen.
Oof.
That throws you out of neurotransmitter balance while you're trying to get its side effect of better sleep. You follow me on that?
I do. The reason I brought it up is because I saw this, and we were sort of putting a theme together of sleep, so I thought I'd throw this out there from a study done in 2018. I remember back in 2006, I started for a short while using melatonin because when I was on the West Coast, I had to go to sleep at 7 o'clock to get up at 1 o'clock in order to do the radio program. And I quickly got off of it because I was dizzy.
Yeah.
I had stomach issues.
Exactly.
I was confused, disoriented. And so I wonder how, or I guess I wondered at the time, and I'll bring you back around now, how it was. I've read that people get really depressed taking melatonin. So how the hell does this thing even get to a point where the public can have access to it? There doesn't seem to be anything good that comes from it long term.
Well, whenever a patient asks me about it,
yeah,
and they say, well, I've started on it, and I say, well, you want to be very careful, and I mention the very things you just mentioned, the side effects,
mm-hmm.
for a very short-term basis until we find out what other reasons that's causing insomnia. And changing your schedule, just changing the schedule, like you just described, 7 to 1 in the morning,
yeah.
That's very unnatural for the body. Mm-hmm. How many thousands of years have our bodies followed sundown, sleep, sun up, get back to work? Sundown, mm-hmm. sleep,
yep.
sun up.
Farmers, it's a whole other life. Yep.
Yeah, and it's only since, television or maybe even radio, but certainly since television, that kind of a schedule has been turned upside down. And within three or four or five generations that have happened since we were kids watching TV is not enough to compensate for thousands upon thousands of generations of genetic development up to that our sleep cycles follow the sun. And so we're reaching out for all kinds of alternative methods all the time to try to find some way to, beat Mother Nature at the game. And melatonin does have a side effect of not improving sleep, but putting you to sleep or helping you get to a point where you can sleep. I don't think improving is the right word to use it, at least from my perspective.
All right.
However,
yeah.
There are other things you can do.
Well, I wondered, you're high on zinc. Not high, not Jack is high, but high.
Oh, I shoot it.
Recommend. Does zinc help you get, it's good for a lot of things, but just a quickie because we only have a few seconds.
We know of 300 enzymes in the body, most of which have to do with your immune system, are centered around the mineral zinc. And with zinc deficiencies, you're going to have an immune problem. I'm not sure of a relationship between zinc and sleep.
Okay. All right.
I'd have
but
to
it's good for
that.
Lots of other things anyway.
Yes.
All right, Jack, and things that are good for you, we'll talk about vitamin D, very good for you, very necessary, as we continue here on DJV Health.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is representing the United States at the Munich Security Conference in Germany on Saturday. Harris saying there will be consequences for Russia should they invade Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States, together with our allies and partners, will impose significant and unprecedented economic costs.
The vice president also set to meet with Ukraine's president today. Canadian law enforcement on Friday began using crowd control tactics to arrest and push Freedom Convoy peaceful protesters out of downtown Ottawa, where the demonstrators have been protesting the nation's draconian COVID-19 restrictions. This is USA Radio News. The administration says cyber hackers are going after Ukraine.
Ann Neuberger, deputy national security advisor, told reporters that U.S. intelligence has determined that Russian cyber actors have targeted the Ukrainian government. Specifically, Neuberger alleged the actors used DDoS attacks on Ukrainian Ministry of Defense and state-owned banks this week, but said if they tried to attack America, we're ready.
We're shoring up our defenses at home. While there are currently no specific or credible cyber threats to the homeland, the U.S. government has been preparing for potential geopolitical contingencies since before Thanksgiving.
For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Closing arguments are set to resume Monday in the federal hate crime charges of three men convicted of murdering Ahmed Aubrey. Prosecutors allege that the suspects, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan, were driven by racial hate to kill Aubrey 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Second half hour of the DJV Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Amazing information, by the way. If you're just coming upon this program, you can take advantage of our DJV podcast, djvhealthshow.com, is where you'll find the podcast. Most recent one with Jack is a focus on the ever-changing definitions of the various governmental health agencies. We also have a story sharing long-life energy enzymes, patient stories with that. We were talking about the cancers and how effective this stuff is. Check it all out. Know, especially about your kidneys, how amazing they are by listening to this podcast, djvhealthshow.com. Get it there or wherever you get your podcasts. So the fact that you're a NUCA chiropractor, I was going to say a NICA chiropractor, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
NUCA is the shoulders, the neck, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm curious about Bob Saget and what is known here. He had extensive head injuries, fell down, apparently it moved his whole head around the point of cracking the front part of his face, and whatever he didn't do it. So could somebody like you, if it was, is that too much damage to be able to correct with a visit to somebody like you? I mean, it was life-threatening.
You mean after, if he had survived it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I take care of that stuff all the time, but I think he died and then fell down and cracked his skull.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he had just finished his third round of vaccines, and we know the massive microclotting problems that that's causing in the heart and in the brain. So they're not going to reveal that in an autopsy, but I think they will do an autopsy because they can't come up with a real clear reason as to why that happened.
Well, the
although,
family
if
wants
I remember
to know
right,
more answers. Yeah,
yeah
the,
if I remember correctly, there was no sign of struggle or no sign of hostility or anything like that.
No drinking,
but he had just
drugs,
finished his booster.
Yeah.
And that's when the vaccines are the most dangerous, is after that booster because of the microclotting that's taking place. And so I have no way of proving this. It's completely my opinion. But I think, like in the case of a lot of other times when these kinds of occurrences take place, they died and then they fell down. Like people who get a cerebral aneurysm, they're usually dead by the time they hit the ground. And if they land on their face or the back of their head or whatever and they crack their skull, that may be looked as the causative factor for the death until they do an autopsy and they see the aneurysmal explosion. So in his case, it's subjective until you get an autopsy report, and even those often are edited. So I don't know that we'll ever know.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I just wondered what you were putting two and two together. Speaking of two and two, here is the strongest proof yet that vitamin D stops COVID in its tracks. And I wonder how this will impact. There supposedly is a new undiscovered virus called the Russian flu. I should have called this one the Chinese flu. Every time I called it that, I was called a racist. So maybe we can call the next one the Russian flu. Apparently, scientists are looking for something. You know, this reminds me of the news cycle, Jack. Let's look for more bad news. Let's scare everybody with yet another something or other that will slow everything down or screw everything up. Yada, yada, yada. So if you want to avoid that, I think Jack's going to suggest to you here that you take lots of vitamin D. Or is there such a thing as too much vitamin D?
Oh, yeah. You bet there is.
There is. Okay.
Yep.
So what do you recommend?
Well, most of the vitamin D that we get from the sun, obviously. You know that.
Yep.
As a farmer. And sunstroke comes from too much vitamin D. And because you're out in the sun so much, you're creating so much vitamin D, it's pulling all of the calcium out of the tissues back into the bloodstream, so your body's cooling system breaks down. But this, I've been saying this for 20 years or more, this latest study that came out of Israel. Remember, the important thing to remember about Israel is we have a controlled population to look at what happens to people who have one, two, three shots, one or two boosters. I mean, they're almost 90% vaccinated, and yet they have the highest rate of COVID of any population in the planet right now. So a lot of people are looking at Israel to find this stuff out. But at the Bar-Ilan University in Galilee, they came out with this information that they are seeing a relationship between how well you're going to do with COVID based on how much vitamin D you have in your system. Now, I said I've been saying this for 20 years. When people go into an emergency room, this is all pre-COVID, when they're into the emergency room and they're in a very serious condition, there's two things they should be doing in that blood test immediately: vitamin D levels and calcium levels, because we know both of those will tell us how well that person is going to do as a result of the emergency treatment. Because those two are the greatest predictors of your immune response. The strongest immunity are those who have the highest vitamin D levels and the best balance of calcium in the tissue and in the bloodstream, because calcium is the number one factor in your immune system. So we hear all of this promotion about vitamin D, all the different countries talking about it. I mean, except in this country, they don't want to talk about it because it gets in the way of drugs. But in all these other countries where the government is picking up the cost of health care, they're very concerned and interested into what actually helps people with COVID. And they know that elevated vitamin D levels will do the trick, but they don't talk about the rest of it, which is why vitamin D is important. Its number one job is to absorb calcium from your food through the gut wall into the bloodstream. And your immune system simply will not work without the presence of calcium.
All right, so vitamin C is calcium.
Oh,
is it
no,
not?
No, vitamin C is not calcium. But vitamin
calcium
C, vitamin D and calcium are the gun. Vitamin C is the bullet.
All right. So always have vitamin D and the calcium together. That's what I do. That's what
yes.
you told me. So I do that every night. And I take some vitamin D in the daytime, too. It's funny, and I think you and I have shared this. Over the years, my vitamin D levels, even though from April until November, I spend 6 to 8 hours a day on a tractor or outside in the sunshine, and I take supplements, and I have been for years since you started recommending. Actually, Ken Kronos recommends vitamin D as well.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's just you wonder why your body may be resistant to it. Is it my age? Much anything else?
Well, what size shoe do you wear?
9.5?
Does everybody on this planet wear a 9.5? See, this is where we get into the area of what I refer to as numerosis. Patients will bring me their blood work, and I'll read through the blood work, and they'll say, what's it say, what's it say? And I'll say, it says you're fine. Yeah, but my doctor said this is a little high and that's a little bit low. And I said, yes, you're suffering from numerosis. What's that? Fear of the numbers. How do you feel? I feel great. That's why I'm confused. Yes, you feel great. That's the number one thing we're going to go through. Your eyes are clear. I can see little half moons at the bottom of your nails on your fingers, so I know your circulation is working correctly. I know your zinc levels are correct. Don't get caught up in the numbers.
Just looking at my nails.
Yeah, there should be a half moon at the bottom of every one of your nails. That's an indication of zinc levels in the bloodstream.
We'll have to put a new song out instead of Blue Moon. We'll call it Half Moon. Half Moon. We saw you standing. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, Doug Steffen with the DJV Health program on the air. Here's a way, talking about sleep as we have been a good deal of the hour, to get a complete sleep system right now. If you have a problem sleeping, I have got the answer. The question is, where do I go? The answer is MyPillow.com. They want to give you back with great discounts now on their complete sleep system. You can save 30% or more on the MyPillow coil mattress. And you get a set of Giza Dream sheets and two MyPillows with that deal. So if you want to get a good night's rest, as Jack said a few minutes ago, it depends on the pillow, it depends on the mattress, all the things that are accoutrements to making your sleep the most wonderful part of your life. Okay, so let's get at it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You can get a buy one, get one free offer on a number of things, including the Giza Dream Sheets if you don't need a new mattress. Check that out and all the other things. Discounts from 30 to 65% using the discount code DJV when you check out after ordering great stuff for a great night's rest at MyPillow.com.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and to be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The focus on research that we always are very much wrapped around. The research on long-life energy enzymes, something that Jack's proud of. I'm proud to help him tell you how it works because it is an important thing. When I talk about the ingredients that are in the Calitrin, that's that formula, there's always these energy enzymes that are in there. And you've come up with a special blend based on your research, and you've been selling these things now, what, 4 or 5 years? How long have long-life energy enzymes?
Well, I think we're going into the seventh year.
Seventh year, my God, mm-hmm. How time flies. So if you want to believe Jack when he tells you this stuff is very, like, we need vitamin D, we need these enzymes to make our gut work well, and you can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use the code Doug, get 15% off, but you should have these. I have two in the morning and two at night. Every I give them to Daisy. It just is very important for your system to work, and this is a great way to make sure that it's tuned up. Also, you can take their symptom survey. I thought it was interesting to look at the numbers of people. People don't do a lot of this stuff. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, they don't take care of themselves. They just don't. People, we can talk until we're blue in the face. People just don't take care of themselves.
You know how many guys compared to women take that symptom survey?
No.
It's about one guy for every 10 women.
Why?
Well, women are much more concerned about their bodies. They're much more in touch with their bodies. Well, that's one of the reasons why they live longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your stats earlier.
Yep. All right. Now, the other don't forget the symptom survey. They're very important. It's important to know what's going on in your body. I say this all the time. I want to know what's going on in my body. Now, Jack could look at the blood stuff and say, okay, don't worry about it because you're fine. And I know I'm fine. I feel fine. I feel better now. So far this year, I haven't felt badly. But, you know, you have a few distractions here and there, and you think, what about this and that? And then you chalk it up to being older. But that becomes an easy out, frankly. And it's not really too smart. I'm getting older, so. No! There's no reason why, just because you're getting older, unless you're abusing the hell out of yourself, taking drugs and people, overdose. You see this? Overdoses in this country killed 100,000 Americans last year. Over 100,000. These are prescribed drugs from doctors who, sadly to say, in some cases are on the take from the drug companies. And so, you know, you get hooked on something, and this is more than vehicle crashes and gun deaths put together. Overdoses.
Now, hey, there's one other thing about the blood test stuff I said earlier. I just wanted to clarify. That's not to say that there aren't some serious indications. Every now and then, someone will bring me their blood work, and I will look at elevated liver enzymes or elevated heart enzymes, or their sodium is too low or their calcium is too high, and I'll say, yeah, you need some further testing. Your prescribing MD is correct. You need to go back to the lab and get some more work done. But most of the time, there's nothing wrong with their blood work.
Don't forget Jack's podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. He talks about what happens to science when the definitions keep changing to satisfy the markets. That's his latest podcast. Get that at ForbiddenDoctor.com and our podcast of our conversations together at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 10 before the hour here on DJV Health.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Medical knowledge and the explanation of things that sometimes don't get enough explanation. That's what Jack Stockwell's job is here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a NERCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. So let me ask you, speaking of being a GAPS practitioner, the younger generation of Americans that are being diagnosed with advanced stages of colorectal, rectal and colon cancer, looking at the stats, doctors aren't sure why the disease is now impacting those in their 20s and 30s so aggressively. I'm sure you have an explanation for that because you're a GAPS practitioner. Isn't it about where what goes in is, you know, what is it, the old,
yeah.
you are what you eat? So
you are what
whatever
you digest.
Yeah.
You are what you absorb. There's several different stages that go on through there. A lot of things that people eat, thank goodness, because of the horrible food choices they make, go right on through the system. Because mm-hmm. the system really doesn't recognize it. It doesn't know what to do with it.
Doesn't digest it.
And it wants to get rid of it.
Yeah, right.
But the stuff that we do digest then needs to be absorbed. And in order for it to be absorbed through the walls of the small intestine and the beginning of the colon is dependent on the bacterial colonies that live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call the microbiome. That's so, really getting coming to the fore like it should.
One of the things that is the studies suggest that sugary drinks are public enemy number one in risks for colorectal cancer. So what does the sugar do? Does it eat away at the lining of the
stomach? It stunts the immune system.
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a study, a test that can be done called the phagocytic test. Phagocytes are the white blood cells that eat things that should not be there, like bacteria, like viruses. They just clean up the system, parasites, whatever else. And there's a test called the phagocytic test. And what they do is they take a sample of your blood, and they put that blood into a little dish while the blood is still alive, and they introduce a common bacteria, maybe coli or some kind of staph or something. And they watch how effective your white blood cells are while they're still alive in this condition outside your body to attack and destroy the enemy. Then what they do, and they time it. They count what's going on, and they time it. Then they give you 100 cc's of glucose, just like you were doing in a glucose tolerance test. And they wait 30 minutes, and then they take another sample of blood. And they watch, they count the number of cells that are involved in a small little area and how effective the white blood cells are against that bug. And it slows down quite a bit. And then a half an hour later, they give you another 100 cc's, and a half an hour, another 100, and a half an hour, another 100. And after they've given you about 300 cc's of glucose, your white blood cells just sit there and do nothing. And they could do nothing up to 2 to 3 days before they begin to be active again.
Wow.
So sugary drinks, sugary foods, processed foods that are loaded with sugar, because, you know, some of these products, you can read the label, and there's 4 or 5 different names for sugar on there.
Yep.
Because if it just said sugar, it'd be the number one ingredient.
Different names for fats.
Oh, exactly.
Well.
And the food labeling laws, they're just, you know, they're not user-friendly by any means.
Well.
So, yes, the number one cause of cancer is environmental factors that cause constant inflammation and an interruption of your immune system. Because we all have cancer. We all have cancer several times in a lifetime, but you never even know it.
Yeah,
because your immune system is on top of it. But when that immune system gets sluggish.
It's like COVID. A lot of people have had COVID. I've had it, apparently, and I didn't know that I had it.
I can say the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So the fats that we're eating are not good for us. Eating things like we avoid, this is
well, there's good
my
fats.
Saving graces is
there's
fruits.
Good fats.
Oh, yeah, there
most
are.
Of the fats in our diet are bad fats.
Yeah, right. Well, the way stuff is cooked. But I knock on wood because of the number. I'm just thinking about what's downstairs. I have blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, oranges, kiwi. Let's see, what else have I got? I have grapefruit and grapes. That's what I snack on, or I am today, and I'm thinking about the things that are there. And I think maybe that wards off some of the things
Well, those are very sugary foods. Those foods are still going to break down the sugar in the bloodstream.
Natural.
But at least they've got vitamins and enzymes in them.
Right.
At least they got some minerals.
Yes, minerals. Let's hear it for minerals.
You're not going to find that in a candy bar.
No? Three Musketeers doesn't have any minerals?
Yeah.
Really? You always spoil it for me. Ice cream doesn't have any minerals. There must be some minerals in
ice cream. Does.
Yeah, okay.
Because it has dairy.
Saving grace. Don't tell the girls that. They don't want to. They think dairy is bad. Yuckabunga. All right, Jack. Thank you. Jack Stockwell at 59 past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.